The Burt Show.
So Monday, we do Monday mantras. You know, maybe you're a little tired, not feeling it just yet. Maybe there's something that we saw on the internet that can fire you guys up, get you out of bed on Monday. We got one talking about how to have a peaceful life, and another one is all about perspective.
So the first time I heard someone share this advice, it was a guy named Les Brown. And I wanted
he's,
to...
He's from right here. He lives right down the street.
Yeah, that dude is a genius, man. And I wanted to try it then, but... it actually was harder than I thought it would be. And then I heard Denzel say it, and I wanted to try it again. And it seems like such a simple tweak to your day, but for some reason, a lot of people struggle with it. And what Denzel is sharing in this clip is the majority of us, every time we wake up, first thing we do is look at your phone, or you get on your laptop, you start answering emails. And he's telling you, you have no idea how much it can change your day. And if you do it consistently, how much it can change your life to literally just take 5 minutes when you first wake up in the morning and just sit in quiet, just sit in silence, just reflect and just be grateful. And if you start every day like that, you'll be surprised how much better your life will feel.
Spend a half an hour every morning in quiet time first. Don't go... We're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to do. You do it. Start with 5 minutes. Don't turn on any lights. Put your feet on the floor. Take some deep breaths and say thank you. And then just be quiet. You'll find it very hard to do. When you get quiet, you start to hear things. Whether you pray, whether you meditate, no music, no nothing, just sound. Just try to be quiet. First, because what you're reacting to then is peace. Once you get up and grab the things or whatever, what you're reacting to is chaos. You can get addicted to peace, and you can also get addicted to chaos. Make sure you treat people kindly. It's hard. I still do it. Someone cuts you off in the car. It's like, yeah, there you go, Denzel. 2 minutes ago, you said to be peaceful. And now you're like, you know, so we're human. Practice it. Anything you practice, you get good at, positively or negatively.
You can get addicted to chaos the same way you can peace. Never even heard of that.
I never heard that either.
It's brilliant.
And I felt that in my soul. Now, with his life, he probably has 30 minutes to do that every morning. Yeah. Well, what we do for a living, I got five.
Yeah.
We got to get to work. But that 5 minutes has really made a difference in my life.
Throwing this out there, if you know, I know Mo's a fan of Les Brown. You are, Bert. Mm-hmm. I am also. Yeah. We've all had something he said that has resonated with us. If he lives down the street, let's try to get him on for a Monday motivation.
So I've reached out to him probably a whole bunch of different times on Instagram, and I've never gotten an answer back. It wasn't for the show. It was just to thank him for what he was doing.
Yeah.
And I actually asked him out for a cup of coffee.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I'm like, you've been so inspirational, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'd like to thank you and maybe pick your brain for a couple of minutes. I've never gotten a response back. Mm. Maybe you guys could have better luck.
Keep trying. Yeah. That would be amazing.
It's, right? It's not making me very peaceful.
Bringing me towards that chaos.
Yes, it is, man. What do you got, Abby?
All right, Mo, thank you so much for that incredible and inspirational speech from Denzel Washington. I have the equally illustrious at Princess Milky Molly for my motivation
Milky
this week.
Molly?
Princess Milky Molly. Yeah, that's where mine's coming from this week. Because you know what? Sometimes you are in a place where you need somebody who has the credentials and the resume that you want to listen to and steer course to change something in your life and to motivate you to get somewhere. But sometimes you just need someone to make you hysterically giggle. That's what happened to me yesterday when I was scrolling through my For You page and I was having a moment. I was a little down in the dumps. Nothing's wrong. I'm just a woman. And this video came across my feed. And while I do think the root of what she's saying is all about, you know, it can always be worse. You've always got to change your perspective. But it is what made her change her perspective that made me that made me chuckle a little bit.
And I was like, God, please just send me a sign because I cannot get through another day. And I believe that he did. For the other day, I saw one of the most heinous BBLs I've ever seen. And I have bared witness to some pretty botched plastic surgery in my time. I used to work at a really high-end mall in a department store, and it was like every day you would see at least one. But this BBL I saw the other day, it was heart-wrenching. It was the type of BBL where you... like normal everyday infrastructure no longer accommodates you. You have to change your lifestyle. It wasn't even funny or entertaining. It was genuinely tragic. I'll be honest with you. I think I needed to see it. I think I need to see it because that BBL, it just put into perspective. And it made me, it reminded me that I have so much in my life to be grateful for that I just take for granted on an everyday basis.
So you, true, bestie. So yeah, true.
You can find inspiration anywhere.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely anywhere.
Even in a bad BBL.
Even a bad BBL,
I love
man.
You get it.
The Burt Show.